We are reconvened for the public witness portion of this hearing. Before we go to that, we have discussed the request for post-hearing submissions. So we are not going to mandate any submissions, but we will accept up to, listening to the time concerns expressed, up to 15 calendar days after the hearing transcript is entered into the docket, is received and posted on the website. We'll accept submissions up to 15 pages. We are not going to dictate that they have to be submitted or whether they're briefs or statements or comments. And we don't have any issues that we're specifically requesting to be addressed. So that's going to be in each party's discretion on what to do. Are there any questions about that process? And if any party wants to work out with the court reporter to expedite the process for getting that transcript, and I think, would you have information here today to give someone? Okay. Any questions about that?
No, thank you.
Okay. Does anyone have a sign-in sheet for public comment?
Right in the hall. Gavin's right.
Gavin's right.
Okay. So far, we're not aware of anyone. Okay, well, why don't we give it a... Okay, we're still at zero? Okay, well, then what I would propose to avoid us sitting here uncomfortably looking at everybody in the room is that we would adjourn until the earlier of either someone... And we'll have someone checking in here to see if someone does show up. So if someone shows up, we'll come back immediately. This was noticed up that anyone who wanted to speak needed to be here by 5:30, and we would accommodate anyone who arrived by 5:30. That was on the scheduling notice. So we would propose to re-adjourn at the earlier of someone arriving to provide public comment or 5:30. Any objection to that? Okay, we're in adjournment till the earlier of those two times.
Thank you.
Thank you.